This program is intended for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm your favorite camp counselor with the brown undies from Friday the 13th Part 2. It's Lauren Marie Taylor, and you are listening to the Horror Fry Podcast with Mike, Keith, and Michael. So, should we listen to my cabin or yours?
Hello, this is the Horror Fry Podcast. That's Michael Combs.
That's Mike Martin.
And Sir Keith Clanton.
Hello. How's your mom and him? How's it going, y'all?
I'm good.
Good.
It's been a little bit since we've sat at the round table.
It has been a little bit.
It has.
We've had a lot of stuff going on. Mike had a birthday.
He did. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How old are you now?
We don't have to talk about the age on...
38. He's 38.
Thank you.
He's 38. Look, if I have to live in shame, so do you. did you have a good birthday?
I did. I mean, you know, contrary to popular belief, and people that listen to this podcast are probably not Swifties, but that was the majority of my birthday was...
You Swifted it up all weekend.
I did. Mm. I friendship braceleted it up. I hung out with a lot of... Shockingly enough, our theater experiences were not crazy. I've seen some videos that were absolutely ridiculous. My two times were very chill, so I can't complain.
Well, that's good. Well, I hate that I missed your birthday, but I'm not sad that I missed Taylor Swift.
Well, you just wouldn't have taken part in that part.
I probably wouldn't. No. No, I probably wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't have. But yeah. And then we just got back from Camp Blood. So that was fun. I'm exhausted. My allergies are still fucked up. It's fine. It was worth it. It was worth it because the night before I had a really bad fever. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to go, but I rallied. Thank God for Michael. He took care of me.
You have never survived Jason, though.
Oh, I would have survived Jason.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
There was a guy dressed as Jason the whole time. So yeah. You probably saw that photo. Uh-huh. Okay, so he stayed in costume the whole time. I never saw what he looked like outside of costume. Michael did.
He was getting into his costume when we first got there, and I went into the bathroom while they were in the cab, and so I saw him for a brief second without the costume.
But pretty much he stayed in costume, and he would just kind of lurk around, and we went into Covington to see some of the filming locations from, like, the sheriff's department or whatever, and he went totally dressed up. People were asking to take pictures with him that were just there, you know? And then the day we went and, like, hung out at the pier and, like, people were swimming and canoeing and stuff, he got in the water.
In costume.
Fully costumed.
Oh.
And then when we watched the movie out by the lake where it was filmed, which was really cool, he pretty much stood in the back the entire time. And it was a little eerie at first because, like, I would turn around and he'd just be standing there. And I'm like, dude, can you, like, walk, I don't know, away a little bit? Like, it was...
He was staring at me one point and it freaked me out.
Yeah, but he was a really good Jason.
He was.
Highly recommend if you ever get a chance to go or do any event that's hosted by...
Myers House,
yes. Do it. Onset Cinema. It was a lot of fun. I've been wanting to do one for a while. We had signed up to do a Scream 2 one that ended up getting postponed.
And then we couldn't go.
And so since we couldn't go, we just kind of had our own little tour because you can pretty much walk around that campus without any trouble. So we did that. So this was our first official Onset Cinema excursion, and it was fun. We had a good time.
It was a lot of fun.
I mean, I'd love to do it. They have them all the time.
All the time. For everything. From The Shining to Carrie to
The Lost Boys.
To Home Alone.
Ninja Turtles. I've seen them on there.
Yeah, I mean, they do everything. So a little something for everybody if you ever get a chance to do it.
You should go do it.
Definitely. So this is different for us. We didn't record a Halloween special last year, but this year we're doing a Halloween special, and I'm pretty excited about it. Question for y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever hidden inside your local Spirit Halloween in hopes of frolicking inside after closing time, but soon realizing that a grouchy spirit from the past wants to possess your body?
No, but had I grown up with a spirit, totally would have done it.
I was going to say, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
Well, until you work there. Okay.
We have firsthand...
I've come close, I guess. But if that sounds like something that you would like to do, you're in luck, because for today's Halloween special, we're covering spirit.
We can always just watch a scary movie at my place.
Dude, we need something super creepy or I'm out.
You want something really creepy?
How about a night locked in here?
Pop up Halloween store in a creepy lot?
Awesome.
Booyah!
Final notice.
A spirit that can't let go of his life? Possibly someone who died here.
Alec Windsor.
We're doing something Saturday. Three of us, best holiday of the year, just like always.
But the store closed and we're still inside.
You mean the store's locked and we're trapped inside?
Was that there before?
Ask the right questions, you'll get the right answers.
Is Alec Windsor roaming tonight?
What does he want?
Oh my god, what's happening?
For 1 hour on the anniversary of their death, they can possess things
or people.
Death will end tonight.
He's not answering his phone.
He's with his buddies. He's fine.
Holy cow.
Seal with a sacrifice to set him free.
Carson, now!
The girlfriend is a little scary.
Hi.
Halloween, which I personally thought was perfect considering I'm working at a Spirit Halloween, and I do have some firsthand experience, and I have a lot of issues with this movie, let me just say. Okay? Let me just say that. I'm really excited to talk about it, because this is a first-time watch for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Right?
I'm curious to see what you actually thought about it, because I was watching it with you in mind as being a worker of there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if he's like sitting there watching this right now, just like totally picking it apart as far as like the store and the stuff. So I'm curious to see.
I was, but there is one big aspect of this movie that I was like, true, 100% true. And I'm not going to tell you what that is until we get there. But it was funny to me, but... You know, before we get started, I think Michael's got a little game for us to play.
I do. You know what? It has been a long, long time since we've done a little bit of this or that.
Oh, Lord.
So I thought it, with our being a Halloween special episode, it'd be a good time to do it again.
Okay.
So the first one is...
But what is this? What are the questions? The this or that? Is this Halloween edition?
It's this or that Halloween holiday edition.
Okay.
So the first one is Reese's or Snickers?
Oh, Reese's, 100%.
Reese's.
Same. Haunted house or a hayride?
What about a haunted hayride?
Nope, it's one or the other.
A haunted house.
Haunted house for me.
Hey, right, girl. I ain't going nowhere near a haunted house.
Figured as much. Pumpkin carving or pumpkin spice?
Carving.
Carving. I am not a basic white girl.
Pumpkin carving for me.
No offense to all the basic white girls listening, but pumpkin spice does not do it for me.
Halloween 1978 or Halloween 2018?
You acting like that's hard. 78.
I mean, I was thinking about all the other ones, too, that was like, because I don't know. I'm funny about my Halloween movies, so.
Well, I am, too, and there's ones in between there that I like better than Halloween.
But out of those two?
Yeah.
78.
Halloween 20, what year 18. Was it? 18. Doesn't hold a candle to 78. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I love 2018, but I don't know that I love it more than 78.
Yeah.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, 78. 78 too.
Are you going to listen? Be listening to the Psycho score, or the Halloween 78 score?
Probably Psycho.
Psycho for me.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'd listen to Psycho. I'd listen to Psycho today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
Right. Are you going to go as Leatherface or Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers much less cost effective.
Same. Who are you going to root for, Hannibal Lecter or Norman Bates?
Who are we rooting for?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm always going to root for Norman Bates.
Me too.
I mean, I'll go with Norman on that.
Okay. So are you going to watch The Lost Boys or Fright Night?
Well, obviously. It's going to be The Lost Boys for me.
It's going to be Fright Night for me.
I don't want to watch either one of those.
Well, it's a this or that. Well, it's not what? A this, that, or another.
I'm just thinking like Halloween. I'd probably just pick Lost Boys only because I've seen it more times. I don't know which one. I haven't seen either one of them enough to be like, oh yeah, I like this one so much better.
Well, I think we need to change that.
I mean, I've seen Fright Night, but...
So, we have two questions left.
Okay.
Spirit Halloween or Halloween Express?
Oh, Spirit.
Spirit all the way.
And I'm not even saying that just because Keith works there.
No.
It's just genuinely a better
Halloween
store.
Express, I'm like, no disrespect. I like going in there and they have some good stuff. But it's just a lot smaller. I will say one thing that they always do better... Then Spirit Halloween, for me, are the masks. Because they always carry a really good assortment of Trick or Treat Studios masks.
The expensive ones.
Spirit Halloween does, but we don't get many of them. And we don't get as many as, like, I'm sure they special order them. But,
I mean, I also know Halloween Express gets some pretty, like, high-end, like, t-shirts and those
t-shirts,
their bags and those umbrellas and stuff. Yeah. Like they get some of that stuff, I would say, over Spirit. But in general, I feel like Spirit is much more of like a mega Halloween store.
I wonder if Halloween Express is like its own entity where Spirit is owned by Spencer's.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, and you got to think, like, they're not going to get the licensing deals that a Spirit Halloween can get. So, like, the decor and the collectibles at Spirit, like, you're just not going to be able to beat that.
Agreed.
I do feel like they have really good, like, animatronics and stuff in there, though.
The Express we went to this year
was
great. Good.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It was better than last year's, I thought. They definitely had more stuff. But, yeah, for, like, I don't know. I can spend a lot more time in a Spirit Halloween. Mm-hmm. And you know that throughout the season, they're going to keep getting new stuff, too. Like, it's not just... I feel like Halloween Express is kind of a one... Like, once it's set up, like, that's pretty much what they're going to have.
Well, I mean, my whole thing with going to the one this year was that I felt like it was leftovers from last year.
Yeah.
And then on top of a handful of new stuff. But for the most part, it seemed kind of like the same stuff.
I will say, to be fair, like, Spirit Halloween does the same thing. Like, we definitely have carryover from the year prior. I know we have a lot of new stuff, too, but, you know.
That was a very long this or that.
It really was.
So, are you ready for the final one?
Oh, yeah. There's one more?
There is.
Okay. That would have been a good one to end on, but...
Well, it was up higher, and then I was like, no, I need to put that towards the bottom. So, the final question for this or that is trick or treat?
Oh, honey, trick all day, every day.
Talking about a boy or candy?
We're
talking about a lifestyle. Do you like to trick or do you like a treat?
I want a treat.
Oh, I like to trick.
I'd probably say treat, to be honest.
Yeah, y'all are not fun.
I'm not good at, like, practical jokes and stuff. Like, I'm just not.
Well, I'm not either, but I do love to scare people.
Well, thanks for joining us on this Halloween edition of
Journey.
This or that.
How's that cough drop?
You know, listen, the people that are listening, we have two people here that are sick. We have one that's exhausted. We're all exhausted.
I'm not sick. I'm just, my allergies are a little messed up.
I really have to disagree with you. You do not get 102 temperature from allergies.
Okay, maybe I had a cold then. I mean, I don't have a temperature anymore. I haven't had one since Thursday. You don't now, but
have you ever heard someone say, God, I had 102 temp from my allergies, from my hay fever?
I mean,
I've heard allergies turning into sinus infections.
Maybe that's what I have. Look, in a couple
but
days.
But that's not allergies. I ain't going to be able to hear anything.
Look, in a couple days, I'm not going to be able to hear anything, and I'm going to have to go to a fucking urgent care because I'll have an ear infection, and I don't have any insurance right now. So if y'all want to contribute to my urgent care visit, I'll post my Venmo in the show description.
It's not going to come to that.
No. Better not. Okay, well, are we ready to talk about this movie?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, Michael, well, start us off, bitch.
Well, what year did the movie come out? Who stars in the movie? Who directed the movie? I'd like to know this.
This is a special. We're not going to do all that stuff. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Sorry. Let me rewind.
Look.
Okay, wait. Let me just get in the mindset.
I was about to say, our brains are not in podcast
mode. I'm still at Camp Crystal Lake right now fighting for my life, okay? And I'm
still surrounded by tween Swifties. Girls
and little girls. And I get it. All right. Well, y'all, come set a spell. Let's talk about Spirit Halloween. Spirit Halloween was released in 2022, written by Billy Bates and directed by David Pogue. It stars 90s It Girl, Rachel Lee Cook, Christopher Lloyd, Donovan Cullen, Jaden J. Smith, Dylan Martin Frankel, and Marissa Reyes. Michael, now you can kick us off.
So our movie opens on Sacred Hearts, the home for wayward youths. A car pulls up and Alex Windsor gets out.
Alec Windsor. Grouchy old man.
Christopher Lloyd.
Okay, but before that ever happens, we have that really great graphic brought to us by Strike Back Studios and Hideout Pictures. And when I saw those really great, air quotes, graphics, I was like, wow, we are in for a treat.
This is going to be amazing.
Right. I've never heard of either of those production companies.
Me either.
Yeah.
And yes. What did it say? Like a long, long time ago or something?
It said October 31st.
A long
time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't tell what era that was at all. If I had to guess, it was...
I don't think you're supposed to be able to tell.
No.
Because a little twist later on in the movie, like, I don't think they wanted you to know how long ago it was. Could have been 20 years ago. Could have been 30 years ago. Could have been 60 years ago. Could have been 100 years. Like, we don't know. I didn't mind that.
So, Mr. Windsor approaches the lady that runs the orphanage and presents a paper showing he owns the land and that he is kicking them off of it. Is that it? Okay. In retaliation...
It's kind of...
self-explanatory?
Yeah, it's like not much going on during the opening scene. You see all the cute little kids running around, little girl playing with her dolly.
There's a cute little black girl that he scares as she approaches.
Well, she's the one with the little doll. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, I guess kind of the... Is this like the matriarch of the home that...
I feel like she runs it, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting looking lady.
Well.
I just felt like she, like her...
Little
look, man. I'm not trying to shame nobody on the way they look, but it just looked like, I don't know, her face didn't look real to me. Like there was something done up about it. Does that make sense?
What are you trying to say? They, like, digitized her face?
No, like, oh, never mind. Just keep... No.
Because I didn't
You don't want any hate mail?
No, I just thought, like, if you want my honest opinion, I think she kind of looked like a drag queen.
He did say.
She looks very, masculine.
Yeah.
She was just very interesting looking. I don't know.
She was.
It was almost like her face didn't match her body. Because her body looked really petite, but she had a very, like...
Masculine face.
Like a bigger, I don't know. it was just weird to me.
So in
But that could have been like makeup, hair. I don't know. It just, go ahead. I'm going to shut up now.
In retaliation.
Give me my Robitussin. Oh my
God. In retaliation, she casts a spell that kills Alex Windsor dead on the spot. I mean, before he dies, though, he fakes dying and then
he does.
Then he actually dies, so.
I will say, because, I mean, obviously, I was expecting Christopher Lloyd to be in this more.
Yeah.
So.
They couldn't afford him for the whole show.
Well, right. He is, but he's not.
It's just, yeah, it's like his voice. But like, because I actually do like Christopher Lloyd.
Well, yeah.
And so I was kind of, that was the one draw to this movie for me that I was like, oh, I'm going to like this. I mean, I'll at least enjoy it because he's in it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that Rachel Lee Cook was in it until I watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, she is, but she's not really. But
yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, well, okay, but can we talk about the spell? Because I feel like the clouds roll in behind her and the light.
It was a lot of dramatics.
Christopher Lloyd, and it's like sunny. And I'm like,
they couldn't afford that CGI.
Right?
We can't have weather on both sides of the camera.
No, it's like, too much. But I was just like, wait a minute. Does he not see the, like, okay. All right, whatever. I get it. A low budget, like, whatever. That's fine. You just want to have it in one, that's fine. Move right along. Look, I'm trying not to be too harsh because this is like a fun family Halloween movie. So. But I am going to be harsh later.
I was going to say, I think we're going to have a lot of strong opinions throughout this.
The movie then flashes forward to present day and three boys riding bikes. They stumble upon a Spirit Halloween, which is clearly in an old Toys R Us building. And what the fuck? They go in there. There's not a single worker.
There's one.
Is there one? I don't remember seeing
one guy.
They're laying on the counter on their phone, which, hello, I can relate to.
It happens at your store.
It happens at my store on occasion. Yes, it does. Not the one worker.
There wasn't one car in the parking lot.
There were two cars in the parking lot.
I didn't see cars either.
There was a pickup truck and then one other truck. But this is supposed to be like, 2 days before Halloween or something? And I know damn well there ain't a Spirit Halloween
that's
in this
country.
That's
not going to be packed.
That isn't going to be packed
the
2 days
of,
before.
Yeah.
We've been packed for 2 weeks now. Okay? Like,
there wasn't a soul in there shopping.
Very unrealistic. Also, when they're riding their bikes, that foliage is really pretty. And then I got to thinking, is that really that color? Or did they like
enhance
that a little bit?
I bet they enhanced it.
Because it was really pretty. But then I was like, it's almost too bright.
So they could afford that CGI, but they couldn't afford to do the weather on.
It's easy to change
the
leaf from green to orange.
It was more important to show that we're in the fall.
Yeah.
We didn't want to see it was clearly spring.
We didn't need. We wanted sepia tones for the opening. So
Yeah.
I really don't know how to do the rest of this. Jake wants to go trick-or-treating. As does Bo. So our three boys are Jake, Bo, and Carson.
Yes.
But Carson does not.
But
Carson wants
like
to sneak into
it. Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
Bo
looks
like
he's 8 years old.
Yes,
he does.
And the others look like they, because they're supposed to be in the eighth grade, they're going to go in high
school.
They
look like 12.
Year. So they look like they could be, especially.
Well, I thought the older one had a much deeper voice than
Carson,
the other
right?
two.
Carson looked like he had probably 2 years on even Jake. But poor Bo looked like
puberty.
He was eight.
Eight. He was quite a few grades younger than
that. Yeah. Or maybe he was just a child genius and got bumped up a few grades.
Maybe.
He did wear those little periodic table shirts.
He sure did. So maybe that's what it was. Maybe he's just, got bumped up a couple grades.
He did. I don't know. We get a lot of talk about how Carson's gone through puberty and he has peach fuzz.
He has
and
chest hair.
And all kinds of stuff.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to be talking about that at some point. But the trick-or-treating thing, this little Jake kid goes bananas on his friends. And I'm like, dude, it is not that serious. But it made me think, when did y'all stop trick-or-treating?
I don't even remember, to be honest.
12,
maybe?
I was going to say it was probably around the time of them, like their ages in this.
Like 12 grade?
To 14? Because
I definitely wasn't doing it in high school. The only time I went,
wasn't.
The only time I went through high school was with like my nieces and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was with kids. But
see, I think the last time I remember trick-or-treating, I was in like the fifth grade. I just didn't. It wasn't like if I want candy, like I just go to my grandma's house. There's always a bowl of candy.
I mean, we would always go to my grandparents to like trick-or-treat with like cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
And because they had the big neighborhoods and ours didn't really do anything.
Well, and let me ask you this, because I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about this and I thought it was kind of interesting. How old do you think is too old to trick-or-treat? And the reason I ask is because they brought up a good point, like, okay, if a teenager comes to your house, like some people are like, I'm not giving food or candy to a teenager, but
they're still a kid.
But at the same time, it's like, they could be out doing far worse than trick-or-treating. Give them a Snickers bar and go along.
To me, as I was growing up, it wasn't so much the age thing as much as it was like, don't be coming up to my house at like 10 o'clock at night
trick-or-treating. Yeah,
like, I could care less what age you are. Because, like, I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to go have fun and whatever. But, like, there is a time frame. So, for me, I guess the age thing, I didn't really care.
I don't think I like if a young 20-something-year-old was trick-or-treating with, like, you know, brothers and sisters or cousins or whatever. I don't give them candy.
Who cares?
Right.
They're out living their life.
But I'm not going to lie. I do like to turn my light off on Halloween. I ain't trying to give candy. I'm eating my own candy.
Me and Ryan do not. We usually go find somewhere to, like, trick-or-treat with somebody that has kids, so we're not home.
Last year, I handed it all out here.
You gave a lot of candy. I was working.
We ran out, and I was giving out year-old candy that I found in that canister over there.
Honey, he was giving out fucking cans of corn, boxes
whatever I could find. I'm like, I'm out of candy.
I mean,
you had quite a few trick-or-treaters. Yeah, he was like, we don't have any trick-or-treaters.
Well, we didn't the year before. Nobody really trick-or-treated. And I actually, like, left my line. Had some.
Well, it's probably because this was, like, new subdivision, a newer neighborhood, right?
Yeah. And now that it's more, like,
lived
been
in
here a while, yeah.
I kept having to throw the dogs over the gate.
Yeah, because the they were, yeah. Yeah.
So it was, like, canned food drive here.
It was. Come get your canned food at 3627. Because we're out of candy. Anyways, sorry about that. Yeah, I think Jake is a little bitch. I don't like him at all in this movie.
I think Carson's a bitch, though, too.
To be fair, I think the only one I really like
was Bo.
Bo. And I like Carson's sister. We'll get to her later. But yeah, Bo was the only kid that I was like...
Bo's too cool to be doing the little kid stuff anymore is basically it, because he's gone through puberty.
Carson.
Carson, yes.
Yes.
Sorry,
Bo's Carson. The one that's like the kind of pushover. He doesn't...
He don't really care.
Yeah. He'll do whatever.
He's like, you want to
trick-or-treat? He just wants to be with his friends.
I just want to read the periodic table.
Mm-hmm.
He liked the periodic table. He had some like pickup lines with the periodic table, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I can't remember them, but that was the whole thing. With
something
him.
About copper and whatever.
Anyways. You're cute.
Oh, something that's like stupid.
C-U-T-E and...
Because copper and...
Something, mate, yeah.
No, I don't remember that. That was a long time ago.
I didn't even remember it in school.
Shit.
We find out they're going to be freshmen next year, and then Jake says they are doing something Saturday. There's a bunch of other... little piddly fart shit that happens in between here. That
piddly fart shit.
Okay.
We find out that Jake has a stepdad.
He does. He has a stepdad and
a sister.
And a stepsister.
It's a stepsister,
right?
It's
a stepsister.
Okay. Who just wants to be a pretty little princess for Halloween, and he's all
and he shits all over it.
And I'm like, leave that cute little unibrowed girl alone.
Well, she had one of the funnier moments for me, but...
She was a cute little girl. I don't even remember what her name was.
I had to look it up, though, with the stepdad. I'm like, what's Rachel Lee Cook with this old man for? And he's only, like, 7 years older than her.
Rachel Lee Cook's pretty... I mean, she's obviously older. I mean, she's 44. She just looks really... What?
She's 44.
I thought she was older than that. Okay.
And the actor playing the stepdad is 50.
I didn't think he looked that much older
than
her,
though. I thought he looked...
Oh, I didn't really pay old. Attention to
maybe she's in her daddy era. Yeah.
She must be. I'm curious to know. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking, I don't know why it just came to me. Obviously, his dad died.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did he die?
They don't talk about it.
Because that was a quick turnaround, I feel like.
Look, maybe something happened behind. Maybe they killed him.
Oh my God. That's, this in a few is years, not that movie. It's going
to be Halloween, Spirit Halloween 2 snapped.
That's not this movie. Oh. So Jake is clearly pissed off at the world and his stepsister and his stepdad and his mother and leaves and go to Carson's. And that's where we are introduced to
Kate.
Carson's sister, Kate. And hey. He helps her decorate for Halloween.
They don't ever say how old she is, but I'm assuming maybe she's just like a freshman. Like maybe a year older.
No, she's going to be a senior when they're going to be freshmen. I remember that came up at some point. I remember clearly hearing that.
So okay. She's supposed to be like 17?
So she'd be a junior. 16. Because next year they're going to be freshmen and she'd be a senior. Well, I do remember hearing that.
She walks to a lot of places because she sure don't have a car. This must be a really small town. And we can touch on that in a little bit, too, because everybody's got everybody's cell phone number. Okay? Anyways.
So they end up going to something called Fright Night, and I was very excited, because at first I was like, oh, they're going to the movie Fright Night.
Well, it even says Fright Night.
Then I realized it wasn't marquee. The movie Fright Night. They're at some puppet show.
Yeah, but then there's a poster for Night of the Living Dead. So I was like, okay, it's an event called Fright Night. They're going to watch Night of the Living Dead. But then
somebody was watching Night of the Living Dead.
I don't know. I just remember a puppet show.
Well not here's there, what I wrote. But like before, maybe he had it on like in his bedroom or something.
Maybe. Well, maybe Fright Night, though, is like not just a puppet show. Like maybe they show the puppet show. Maybe they show
it's a whole bunch the movie of stuff. Too.
Yeah, because it looks like a big thing. There's a lot of kids there. But I don't know if you noticed, but that puppet looked a lot like Lady Elaine Fairchild from Mr. Rogers.
I thought the person putting the host of the thing was his dad.
Huh?
Like the stepdad?
No, his dead dad.
Oh, you thought it looked like him?
Yeah, I thought it was. It looked exactly like his dead dad.
Interesting.
I didn't pay that much attention
to that. And I mean, Kate was there with her 30-year-old friend.
The girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She looked like she was 30 years old.
Okay. So, this is one thing that I liked, because they had all of the decor and any type of Halloween costume in this movie is from Spirit Halloween. 100%. Okay. Yeah. Obviously. Like, why would it not be, right? But she has those little cat ears on. Mm-hmm. And then her friends got, like, the devil horns and that little teeny tiny pitchfork. Those can be found, if anybody is wondering, in what we like to call the Build-A-Ho section at Spirit Halloween.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
So the Build-A-Ho section has all of the animal ears and the noses and the tails. Also, some, like, corsets and, like, tutus and your gloves and your stockings. But we call it the Build-A-Ho section. So if you want to be a cute little cat or a devil for Halloween this year, stop by Spirit and shop our Build-A-Ho section.
Is this a commercial for Spirit?
Yes, it is.
So, it is now Halloween Day. Jake goes to get Bo, and we are introduced to his grandma, Grandma G.
Grandma G warns
him not to stay out late.
So, well, before we get to that,
because
we get the proposal of what we're doing in that last scene. So, like, Jake makes the comment about, because, you know, Carson's like, fuck all this shit, I ain't into it, whatever. And then he's like, if it's not super creepy, I ain't doing it. And then he's like, well, why don't we do this? And then that's when we were presented with the idea of, let's have a sleepover at
Spirit
Halloween.
Now, okay, Mike, and maybe I'm wrong, but other than the actual seeing the store, do they ever actually say Spirit Halloween?
No, they call it the
Mega Halloween or Mega Superstore or whatever.
Weird, right?
And I thought, because I was waiting for it, I was like, obviously they had the rights to it. Because it's
see the Spirit Halloween. Yeah.
I mean, they have the actual sign, that character, like the whole nine.
All of the Spirit branded costumes.
Once say the words Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Well, I wonder if maybe they pitched this as a movie idea, and then, like, maybe Spirit came along later, and by then, like, that was the script, and they just never thought
to it. It was just a generic Halloween store to begin with, and then they brought Spirit on. Yeah, they never changed like, the signage
and stuff.
Well, no, because, I mean, everything in that store is Spirit Halloween. Like, yeah. I'm saying maybe the script was written, and then, like, Spirit came later, but instead of having them say Spirit Halloween, they just kept saying Megastore or whatever. Who knows?
So we are introduced to Grandma G.
Mm-hmm. Is it Grandma G or Grandma Jean?
It's G on the...
I heard G.
I watch everything closed caption.
And it's G.
It's Grandma G.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought at first. And then when I heard it come up again, I was like, wait, is it Jean or G? And I just want to say Grandma Jean, star of the movie, favorite character.
She warns them not to stay out late, and they, all three of them ride their bikes and sneak into Spirit to stay overnight.
Okay, but you ain't even talking about Grandma G. Give her some credit. So, Grandma G is blind in one eye, okay? Yes. So, her eye's cloudy, and she looks a little creepy. And so, when Jake comes up to the house, she, like, warns him or whatever. But then it's very much a, like... It's a different person. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, it seems so. Anytime you see her, she seems very scary at first. And then she just seems like her typical old grandma. Like, okay, have fun, baby. Like, I'm going
to
sit
here. Well, he says hi to her. She does not say a word and then sneaks up on him and scares him.
Yeah, but then it's like afterwards, she's like normal grandma.
It's the same way when Kate goes later.
Yes.
She does the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, Kate says hi and she. No not response. A word. And
yeah, and then she scares her, and then she's like, okay, have a good night.
Right.
Like, anyways, I love Grandma Jean.
So our three boys, they decide to go to ride their bikes to Spirit and stay overnight, and they go in, and again, there's no customers. There's a few workers this time.
Which is bananas.
And they could not get out of there fast enough.
Okay, let me just tell y'all something. Okay. That would never happen.
I'm like, don't you guys look to make sure no one's in there?
We definitely do. We will walk around the store and like 10 minutes till I'll be like, there's three customers in here. Like, we are paying attention. I do a walk of the whole, not just, you know, Spirit Halloween. It's like in these bigger locations. So you have our wall set up, but then beyond that is the rest of this lot, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I always do a walkthrough. I check the bathrooms, all that stuff. And in the movie, they make it seem like they go in there just a few minutes before close. They hide in those little coffins. And then the lights turn off and those dudes are like, peace, going to a Halloween party. Like, it's
a quick turnaround.
I don't count the registers.
Like, y'all no, just, they got out of their lickety split. It was closing time and they were out.
It
was
well, quick. I mean, considering how dead it was in the beginning of the movie, maybe they only made $20.
And this is Halloween. Maybe.
But this is Halloween night. And I'll tell you, Spirits close at 8 on Halloween most of the time.
Not a customer in sight.
And I can guarantee to you that that store would not have been as stocked as it was.
There was a lot of stuff.
They didn't have an empty space in that store. And I was like, well, I can tell you right now, it is only October the 16th, and my store does not look like that.
Well, they just got all the stuff from Rivergate.
Who?
That's an inside joke.
Okay. Nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
That's why it's called an inside joke. I know.
Anybody listening, there was supposed to be a store in Rivergate, but for whatever reason, I'm not going to get into it. They couldn't open, so we are going to get some of their merchandise. But
even though they were already fully stocked.
Fully stocked, yeah. But anyway, I just, yeah. One other thing I want to mention before we start talking more. There's a lot of stuff in this scene that obviously I recognize, right? So whenever they're like chilling with their little iPads and they're watching a movie, because there's like a little montage mm-hmm. of them doing
having their store. Little fun night.
Yeah, having a ball, shooting Nerf guns and watching movies.
Having a sword fight.
Having a sword fight.
Riding around in a buggy.
Were they?
Yeah, they were like.
They were doing everything.
Which I was sitting there and I was like, well, our Spirit doesn't have like.
Buggies.
No.
Shopping carts.
Well, I think it just depends like.
Yeah, shopping carts.
For those that aren't from the South, it's called a shopping cart. Because I remember when I first moved here, I'm like, what the fuck's a buggy? A baby buggy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a buggy.
In the South, they call it a buggy.
We have buggies, but we've taken them from Target. in Trader Joe's, but we use them for like stocking. Like customers don't use them to shop. So anyway, obviously that's a super stocked store. Like I said, super unrealistic. They show the jumping spiders a lot. If anyone is interested, they're $49.99
They have those
right now.
That's like a staple at
Spirit. We have them every year. They're $49.99 so they're like $50 off. Okay, so go get you
a jumping spider.
A jumping spider, yes. One thing that I thought was interesting, though, whenever you are watching it, during the whole time they're in the store, you never see any of the licensed stuff.
Oh, I know. I was looking for it.
You never see Beetlejuice. You never see Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, whatever. All you see are the
their proprietary stuff.
So, like, when they're chilling on the floor behind them, it's like the boys' horror costumes, right? Mm-hmm. So those are, like, that's a Spirit thing. And then you can see the Build-A-Ho section later on. Like, all this is Spirit brand stuff. So you never see any of the licensed stuff.
Well, and when they're playing, like, I don't know if they have, like, lightsabers or something, or just, like, swords or whatever they're doing, they're in that area that's, like, the mask wall. And, of course, there's nothing licensed over there either.
Yeah, just your normal masks. Yep. Totally. Which I understand, right? Like, that would be a lot of money to shell out for all that. So.
And they couldn't even get the weather right, so.
Yeah, so they definitely ain't going to be able to put a Freddy Krueger mask up on a wall.
We already talked about what I had next to my thing, but the lights do go off. That's fine. The lights do go off, and then they do come back on. And then we go to Kate, who is at home, and she gets a call from her mom. And Carson is supposed to have a cell phone, and she realizes it's not there. So she goes to Jake's house.
What? What eighth grader do you know that's going to leave their cell phone at home? I don't know a damn one.
I mean, I'm 37 and I don't, so.
37? Well, you're 38.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. 38.
I was about to say, bitch, not anymore.
Kate's nice. Like, she's actually going to bring.
Not only that. So, yes, Kate is very nice. Okay.
I don't know what older sister would do that. I really don't.
We'll keep going, and then I'll touch on something else. But
so all I have is she then goes to Jake's to give him the phone. They aren't there. She goes to Bo's, and they aren't there.
Well, she talks to Jake's mom.
We can talk about that. This is just a generalization. Okay. And then she realizes they are in Spirit and goes there. So now we can talk about everything that happened there.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know any older sister that wouldn't have ratted her brother out right away. So,
yeah,
the fact
exactly.
that she's not
and
ratting
she
them
didn't.
Out, that's a real nice fucking sister. Because let me tell you something.
Your sister would have turned.
I'm going to say, if the roles were reversed and this was my sister, oh, I would have told her right away. That little bitch ain't getting away with nothing.
How would that have gone? I'm really curious.
What do you mean?
Do you know what your daughter's doing? How would you say that to your mom?
Oh. I'm literally probably just like that. Do you know where your daughter is right now? And she'd be like, oh, she's at Cara Beth's house. And I'd be like, she's a Spirit Halloween.
Well, so my biggest question, and maybe I just missed it. How did Kate just know about Spirit?
There was like an Instagram post or something. She
where
was
she
on
saw
Instagram.
The comments.
Yes.
Well, Carson had posted on Instagram that they were pretty much going to stay there, I think.
Something along those lines, yes.
Wait, no. I'm going to retract that.
Okay.
And I'll come back to that later.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
So she then goes to Bo's. I don't remember what warning does. She says hello to Grandma G.
She just says that nobody's home.
Yeah.
She just tells her, because she's, like, knocking and looking in the windows, which also I was like, I mean, damn, like, I
she's
understand,
right
like, Kate knows, like,
where all these kids live.
Well, she knows, like, the families.
Yeah.
Because they're just her brother's friends with them. But, like, I mean, damn, like, why does Kate know Grandma G? I mean, I guess this is just a small town. Everybody knows everybody.
This is Glasgow, Montana. Well, this is Shelbyville.
That's literally what I was talking about, because later on in the movie, Rachel Lee Cook calls Kate. And I'm like, you just have...
How do you have her phone number?
You have your son's friend's sister's number.
Yep. Yeah.
Everybody just has everybody.
Right. It makes sense when she calls the mom of the friend.
Yeah.
That doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
But like for you to call, I mean, that'd be like, well, I can't get a hold of Keith, so let me call his grandma that lives next door.
Yeah. You don't know my grandma. I mean, it's weird. But anyway.
It is weird.
But good for her, because I totally would have told on my siblings.
Not a word to anyone.
Well, but she would have had to give herself away. That's the thing, because her mom was under the impression that she was babysitting and not going to that party.
True.
So I didn't even think about that. So she would have got in trouble as well.
Exactly.
So the fortune-telling machine goes... We're back at spirit. The fortune-telling machine goes off, and they ask it questions, and then the spirit of Mr. Windsor comes out and possesses an animatronic. Some shit ensues. They hide under display, and they end up fighting and knocking the head off the animatronic.
Yeah, it's the Reaper, right? It's that big
one. It's a tall thing, yeah.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is they start grabbing, like, scythes and swords, and I'm like, y'all realize that these are made with the cheapest plastic in
America. They're just going to break.
They're going to, like, what are you
doing? It's going to be like Sarah Darling and Scream.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What are you going to do with those? They don't hurt.
Well, I don't know. That fortune teller, she took a face to the glass for sure.
She did. I was like, was that fortune teller a thing? I don't remember that. I mean, obviously,
I feel like that's like a play on Big.
Yeah.
It looked like Zoltar. I thought the fortune
teller was cool, though. She was cool.
Well, she was moving earlier in the movie when they first went there. Yes. Which was supposed to be indication there's something amiss. That
was, he was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while this is all happening, Kate makes her way to Spirit, tries to get in, then climbs up to the roof and jumps down through some hatch.
She does her very own Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yes, it is a Mission Impossible.
Well, let me tell you, when she got up on that roof and she was messing with that chain, why was that chain there? She literally kicked it with her foot and it just fell off.
Well, to me, it didn't look like it was locked.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it
just looked...
Why even have it?
I don't know.
But yeah, and then for her to be like... She just, fell to the floor?
Walked in there and was like, guys, what are you doing here? It's great Halloween. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. I would never have thought, let me just go to the roof and see if I can get in that way.
And then jump through a hatch?
I would have just been like, fuck this.
Well, but...
I'm calling my mama.
I'm also... I get that your brother didn't have his phone, but clearly you have everybody else's numbers. Why didn't you think to call Jake or Bo?
Or Bo, yeah.
Someone.
Okay, but also there's a tablet that they were watching movies on, right? So even if let's say they don't have their phones.
They should email. Those
tablets aren't connected.
FaceTime or something.
Something. Yeah.
So then a giant-ass teddy bear gets possessed.
It sure does.
They Nerf gun the bear.
Nerf gun. Spirit Halloween does not carry Nerf guns.
And they aren't they don't say Nerf guns. They're probably...
But they're Nerf guns.
They're Nerf guns.
Those aren't...
I don't even know what to say about this. We're going to Nerf gun the bear.
Well, and I mean...
Does Spirit carry big-ass teddy bears? Teddy bears,
not to my knowledge. I mean, maybe they did before. They may have
before. I only see those at Christmas.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
Look,
a big-ass teddy bear is really easy to, move, so I wouldn't doubt
it. It's really easy for a person to get inside of it and walk around, yes.
Yeah.
I just, anytime movies do this where, which, I mean, obviously, it is what it is, but, since we're talking about the Nerf gun stuff, we're introduced to, apparently Carson has his little toy guns, so now we've got to bring this into, the store to show that, we've made this connection that he...
Is this where he opens his guitar case?
Yeah, with his...
Is his big-ass Nerf gun? Double-barreled Nerf gun. Isn't this a kid that couldn't go trick-or-treating because he's too grown up for it, but he carries around a Nerf gun?
Right, that's what Jake says when he goes to his bedroom. He's like, so... You're too old to go trick-or-treating, but you still play with toy guns? And he's like, they're not toy guns.
Well, they are.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, okay? I know that Carson is a child, but I think he's also a closet homosexual. Because
he's overcompensating.
Let's talk about it for a minute, okay? When Jake comes to his house, what is he doing on his bed? He's laying on his bed watching a workout video. Why would you be watching a workout video and not working out, okay? I'm just saying. You literally laying on your bed all chill, watching this man lift some weights. Okay.
And he seems to also have a fascination with
chest hair.
Ray Marino.
He does.
The boy that's having the high school party.
Oh, he really wants to go to that party. Yeah.
And he is all about some chest hair. Okay. He's a closet homosexual.
Oh, so this brings it back to our actual
season. It back to season two, Clear Heart, in the closet.
Oh, my God.
He was definitely, you know, what we were probably about the same age, walking down the underwear aisle looking at the packages.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go with this. Jake's brought a book that his dad gave him. They look through it. They figure out this is what they need to do to get rid of Mr. Windsor's spirit.
Yes.
And that includes taking up everything that he's possessed and then a personal item, correct?
And burning it.
So Kate gives her necklace to use.
Yes.
And then as Jake is going with the other possessed items, Mr. Windsor possesses a skeleton who snatches the necklace out of his pocket. Right?
Yes. And then the necklace is gone, and they're asking Jake to...
So I put Carson is an asshat and asks Jake and basically forces him to use a photo of his family to do the spell, which he does not want to do.
But it's not a picture of his family. It's his dad, him, and Carson and Bo dressed up for Halloween.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, I thought it was...
Nope, like, it's the three boys, because I talk about that Halloween being amazing. That was an amazing Halloween. So it's the three boys and his dad. Okay, I think
that makes sense, because he talked about it was a tradition with his dad to do the Halloween stuff.
But hear me out. Later on, I guess I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but I don't know that it'll come up again. But later on, they use the book instead. Okay, let's just jump ahead. But his dad wrote him a nice little note in the book. And I was like, honestly,
that'd be more important.
I would throw the picture away, because you know damn well there's probably another copy of it somewhere. And that cannot be the only picture of your dad you have left. Like, I would have thrown the picture away and kept the book.
Because you have his handwriting.
Because you have his handwriting in a note. Like, he gave that to you. But what do I know?
So I don't really remember what happens here. I'm sorry, people. They're trying to do the spell. Kate gets knocked out by, is it an eyeball?
But they explore. Have you totally skipped over that? Where they go exploring?
Like in the basement and all that stuff?
I did skip that. They find some blueprints.
Yes.
Of the store.
And they go way down.
In the catacombs of Spirit Halloween.
And there's like a cave down there with a little Fisher-Price house that somebody's living in. Right?
Yes.
Okay,
I have to be 100% honest with you.
Okay.
I may...
Did you zone out?
...have dozed off a couple times.
Oh, my God. You had one job.
I may have... I do have blueprints. I have blueprints
in my
note.
They definitely... Okay, so let's just backtrack a minute. They have the blueprints, and they go all the way down. I mean, this is a big... Like, they're going on a journey to get down.
I do have caverns, so
really,
I guess I saw
that. Really, to just go back up, which... Here's my thing, y'all. Hear me out. They can't get out of the hatch anymore because that big display had been knocked over, right? During one of their many fights with one of the animatronics.
Oh, yeah. They tried to get up. Yes, with the teddy bear.
Y'all
that was in the
teddy
bear.
Spent a lot of time looking down in this cave and in this Fisher-Price house. It never occurred to you to look for a goddamn ladder?
Yeah, there's got to be a storeroom.
I guarantee you there is one in there somewhere.
Well... They find one later.
When?
Because Jake's climbing it.
Well, I'm just saying this could have ended a hell of a lot sooner if they would have been looking for a ladder instead of a fucking cavern underneath this old Toys R Us.
Well, when you're a 14-year-old boy, it makes more sense to pull out some blueprints.
I guess.
Because, you know, once again, going back to my whole thing where it kind of bugs me when we get blatant things thrown at us that are blatantly thrown at us again later. They're like, we want you to know what this is.
Yeah, but
the whole thing with Jake and the whole fear of heights, and we make it a point to tell us that apparently he fell at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's why he's just so scared about going up this ladder to save damsel in distress.
Oh, like, that's right.
It was just... But
And then we get them trying to do the spell after all that.
But her being knocked out, you were talking about that.
I don't, she get, I the, have my notion she gets knocked out by eyeball, an eyeball. Okay, so I wasn't crazy.
A jar of eyeballs tips over.
Okay. And oh, and she trips on over it.
And is that when he possesses her?
Yes. Yeah, because they do say earlier in the movie that you have to be asleep or knocked out to get possessed. So, you cannot be awake.
Yes, because when I was watching it, I was sitting here, I was like, okay, well, if one of the stipulations is that you have to be asleep,
why are they so scared of?
Oh, right, just don't go to sleep. We've seen this, Freddy.
Well, so yeah, don't go to sleep and leave the store. Like, yeah. It's fine.
But so I was waiting for that. I was like, how are they going to bring this around? And so when she tripped and she just got knocked out, I was like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah. Like, well, okay, so what's Christopher Lloyd's character's name again?
Mr. Windsor. Well,
Alec.
Alec Windsor.
Windsor. Okay, so then he possesses Kate.
And she turns into Cheryl from Evil Dead.
She turns into Cheryl.
With Christopher Lloyd's voice.
Yeah.
Well, here's my... Jake, when he's like, what does he say?
I have to save my girlfriend,
or don't mess with my girlfriend or something.
No, his exact words were, because I have them in my note, that body you're in belongs to my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, Jake, that is real bold.
I was like, what?
Because... pretty sure she's going to go hook up with Ray Marino when she gets out of this.
Totally.
Like, that's news to me.
I
had a bad night.
I need my cherry popped. I mean.
We both, like, made a noise or something when that happened. We're like, what?
Yeah, I was like, okay, dude. Delusional.
So poor Kate's possessed and she's going amok through the theater. Through spirit. She eats the photo.
Oh, she sure does. She eats the photo. And that's when they're like, okay, well, now our personal item is gone. The necklace is gone. She just ate that photo like it was a piece of Halloween candy.
She was hungry. She hadn't had anything to eat.
And she's basically just master of the puppets at this point.
Yeah, doesn't all these toys start to become possessed?
Yeah, she starts to, like, see, like...
Yeah. All of the random animatronics that are in the stock room that, let me just tell you, don't exist because they've all sold already are, like, coming out of their boxes. And, yeah, it's just a wild little scene.
So
she's
then,
just sitting on which, top of a...
Once again, Carson is now Rambo with his Nerf gun. That's one of the ones that has, like, the little circle thing full of bullets, and he's just shooting the shit out
of everything.
Shooting all of them.
Because those little foam bullets are going to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, those things are acting like they are. They're like...
Well, he shoots one earlier in the movie.
And like, puts a hole in the wall.
Like, what do you got in there, dude? Cement?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, wrap us up. This is the climax. Tell us what happens next.
Well, then Jake decides to burn his book. He sacrifices the book, burns everything, and Kate becomes unpossessed. And I have in my notes, and I ask Keith, is this really what happened? He gets, Mr. Windsor's spirit gets sucked into the fire?
Yeah, I mean, because all the possessed items were in there, so I guess he just...
disappeared.
Like, I mean, I don't know why he couldn't have just...
Yeah, kind of a really dumb ending.
So he gets sucked into the fire. They go outside.
Was this spirit on the same land as the beginning? Is that what this was supposed to take away?
I think so. Yeah, that we're supposed to take that away.
Okay, because like I know they found some like old news articles and stuff at some point, right?
Yeah,
that showed.
Well, yeah, and then when they find the picture of the. I don't know what it is. It's not that property. It's something that was on the
property.
There
was something that they was a couple blocks away. I remember Bo saying
yeah,
that.
Well, they found the picture and he said, oh, that's the same picture that's in the book. And I was like, no, wait a minute. This is an original photograph in here that's been hiding for all these years. So how did that get printed in a book? It wouldn't have. But anyways, let's continue.
So then they go outside and Rachel Lee Cook is there and they have a moment. Oh, wait, what?
This is bringing me back. Okay. Because when I said, how did Kate know? I was really thinking about the mom. Where was Rachel Lee Cook ever given any inkling as to know?
Oh, this was mother's intuition. She just knew. She's like, that bastard son of mine.
Is that the Halloween?
Is that the mega Halloween?
Because at this point, I was just like, Does she even know that there's a Halloween store here?
Well, shit, she knew something was amiss the whole time. She kept saying, something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong. No, the stepdad didn't give a shit.
She did know that the store was there because she made a comment earlier on that, oh, I was going to take you
costume shopping
and your sister costume shopping. Yeah. And, well, I mean, she could have gone anywhere. Kmart, I don't know. But...
So he wants to then, Jake wants to walk home with his friends, and Carson's like, hell no, we're going to get a ride.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Me too. Like, fuck that walk.
This has been a wild night.
So then we flash forward to a year later.
Uh-huh.
And nice little Jake's taking his stepsister trick-or-treating. And
she's like a demon princess. So which cute. Is really cute.
And then we find out or realize that Grandma G is the little orphan girl from the beginning yep. of the movie.
And she's like a witch.
Yeah, she is a witch.
And that was her little Fisher-Price house in that cavern.
So did you like pick up on that at all?
No,
like,
not at all.
Not until the end.
Actually.
The only reason I did was because she was... literally singing the same song that the little girl was singing in the beginning.
Well, I just didn't even think about it.
They were singing Ring Around the Rosie, or she was like humming it or whatever.
Oh, she was humming it on the porch. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it kind of made me think.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe
I was waiting for Grandma G to have more of a...
like a moment.
Yeah. Like a reason for her character to be like more important.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the takeaway from the end with her, though, what'd we get from that?
She's a witch. And she was trained by that lady.
At the Wayward School for homeless.
Well, I started getting really confused.
Or maybe it was a home for witches.
Oh, it could have been.
I started getting confused when she was like, because it looked like the spirit like went into that skull or something. And then I was like, what was that supposed to be, like Windsor's skull? Because, like, you know, maybe
it was Windsor's skull because they did find... did they find it in the basement?
I can't remember.
The catacombs, the caverns, whatever it was.
Well, I was just thinking that obviously he died in their front yard and maybe they... because they said they never found his body. So I assumed that Matriarch of Sacred Heart probably just like...
disposed. Oh, she buried that bitch under that tree somewhere.
Well, maybe whenever... I don't know. Maybe the skull was found or whatever, and this is her way of, like, sealing him.
Right. So he doesn't come back. That's kind of what... because I was like, there has to be something with the fact that it was, like... because his spirit was that blue...
koosh ball-looking thing.
Yeah. And that's what was in the skull.
I thought it looked kind of like a starfish. Like a blue little starfish. I don't know. My big takeaway at this point was, this is a Wish version of a Goosebumps movie.
Well, okay, so now that we've talked about it, the one thing that I thought was super accurate about this whole movie was, so at the end, obviously, after they leave, the worker comes in and the place is a shit show, right?
You're like,
and that's what you walk into?
That's literally, let me just tell you, these white women in Belle Meade that come into our store, let their kids do whatever they want with no repercussions, okay? So...
they tear that
shit
up.
When I saw them leave and I was like, they literally just damaged that entire store, all that product, and for what? Rachel Lee Cook sure don't care. She's coddling them. Let me take y'all home. Accurate as fuck.
Yeah. I'd be pissed. I would have walked back out. And I'm like, this is November 1st. I'm done with this job. I'm not cleaning this mess up.
No, I would have told my kids to get in there. Look, they got...
no, I'm saying if I was the worker.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean...
you would have been like, oh, I get a...
well, let's be real. On November
1st... damage discount.
There's not going to be that much damn product in a store anyway. No. So, you can't mess it up that much. But...
well, that was a loss leader for them. That store didn't have any sale.
Yeah, that must have been a really poorly ran... well, obviously, if those boys were able to sneak in there and hide until it closed.
I mean, they were really missing an opportunity, though, by making that ending funny with that worker. He could have... he should have just turned around and just left. I thought it would have been, that would have been funny.
It would have been funny. He just says, mother, and then it cuts off. Because, you know, it's a kid's movie. No cussing. Anyway, I'll talk about that whenever we rate it, but that's it.
That's it. That's all she wrote, folks. So I guess...
are we doing a Halloween? Horrified Theater?
I think we are.
We are.
I guess I need to pull up the script.
Yeah, let me get it too. So the scene we're gonna do is post Fright Night after they're leaving like that play or whatever. So the characters we have obviously are the three boys, but then we do have Kate has a few little moments with Carson. So I'm gonna be Jake. Keith, you're gonna be Carson. Michael, you are actually gonna be Bo and Kate.
Okay.
So yeah.
I apologize in advance because I just don't know if my voice is gonna be able to do what I wanna do.
Oh.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Let me turn my brightness up on my thing because you know my old eyes.
Those 38-year-old eyes.
Okay.
Greetings, maniacs and madmen. This is Dr. Gangrene, physician of Fright and Nashville horror host. Coming up next is everyone's favorite segment, Horror Fright Theater. Grab your popcorn and refreshments, pull up a slab, and get ready for the madness.
The scene opens with three boys in costume at the theater on Fright Night, watching a play that tells the history of Alec Windsor and how he haunts this town still to this day. Beau's asleep, Carson's only there for Jake. Jake's very excited to be there. The play ends and they go to leave the theater.
Do you really think there's a cursed body under this town somewhere?
Heck no, it's just a local legend to keep kids out of trouble on Halloween.
No, I mean, Alec Windsor's definitely a real guy. He built over half the town, and one day he just disappeared.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
The boys walk into a side room and see Carson's sister, Kate, standing by the punch bowl with a boy.
Hey, who's talking to your sister?
Ray Moreno.
Ray Moreno, can he even string a sentence together?
You don't need sentences when you got touchdowns and chest hair, bruh.
Is he seriously wearing himself as a costume? Ray walks away from Kate as the boys walk up to Kate to confront the situation.
So sis, Ray Moreno, huh?
None of your business, Carson.
Well, I heard he's throwing the party of the year.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going, no kids allowed.
Yeah, well, if I'm not going, then you're not.
Why?
Mom's gonna be out of town tomorrow and you're in charge.
Carson, you can crash at my place tomorrow night.
Perfect. Thank you, Jake. I owe you one.
Katie and her friends walk away from the boys. Jake's looking longingly after her.
Dude, what was that? This was our inn.
What do you mean our inn? Carson, read the room. Besides, we've got our own awesome plans.
Do we, though?
No, but we're working on it, right?
Right.
We can always just watch a scary movie at my place.
Oh, will your mom give you Milky and Cookie? Could you give me your blankie? Dude, grow a pair. We need something super creepy, or I'm out. I mean it.
Jake's phone goes off. Oh, you want something super creepy? How about a night locked in here?
What?
The boys crowd around Jake's phone to see a picture of Spirit Halloween. The Halloween Mega Store.
Now we're talking.
Are you crazy? What the heck would we want to do in there?
Because we're not giving up a Halloween tradition just because Carson grew a chin hair.
It's chest hair! And there's way more than one, FYI!
The boys walk out of the theater and continue the conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm not in.
Bo, come on!
Come on, Bo Peep, you're too old to be scared of ghosts.
Am I too scared to be... Am I too old to be scared of the law?
Bo, please, just one in, all in, like always?
My God, you guys are seriously nuts.
All three put their hands together.
Booyah!
We could jerk each other off.
End scene.
So this is Dr. Gangrene saying goodbye and thanks for joining us here at Horror Fright Theater. See you on the next episode of the Horror Fright Podcast. And be sure and join me every Saturday night for Dr. Gangrene Sanitarium. Saturdays at 9 p.m. on Nashville's NECAT Channel 9 and simulcast on the NECAT Roku Channel and drgangrene.com. And as always, remember to stay mad.
It's time for our final finger-licking thoughts, y'all, here at Horror Fried. We rate our films using the heat scale of a Nashville delicacy, hot chicken, on a scale of 1 to 5, no spice, mild, medium, hot, and Nashville hot.
Mike, I want to hear from you.
Mike Martin, tell us your thoughts.
I didn't. Okay. If I had been like 10 years old,
you would have loved it.
Watching this for the first time, and it was very like Hocus Pocus meets Goosebumps and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure I probably would have been intrigued, entertained, whatever. This wasn't it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and that's not to say that I can't watch a family movie.
You love Hocus Pocus.
I do. I still love Hocus Pocus, but it could be nostalgic, whatever.
It's different.
Because, let's be real, Hocus Pocus 2 came out last year. I don't know that I'd be watching it again. There were parts of it that were all right, but it didn't really do much for me. But I love the first one still. Yeah. So, I don't know. And there was just so much that was so
icky
and just so cheap and amateur, and like Christopher Lloyd and Rachel Lee Cook couldn't really save it for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Rachel Lee Cook can save much of anything anymore.
I mean, look, she's just a hooker with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
She's like Pretty Woman, except for that whole hooker thing.
Lainey Briggs. Is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't even know what I want to rate it. Because,
Do you want me to come back to you?
No, it's fine. I'm going to just give it a... I'm going to go 1.75.
Whoa! Lower than I thought. Okay.
1.75. You totally took my bit. I was going to say, if this was 10-year-old Michael, this would be a 5.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
40-year-old Michael... That's a different story. Obviously, Rachel Lee Cook and Christopher Lloyd just needed paycheck, because there's absolutely no reason they needed to do this movie.
No.
Absolutely no. I mean, Rachel Lee Cook has Hallmark money. She could have done another Hallmark movie and probably made more money.
Did you like Christmas movies with Rachel Lee Cook better than this?
Definitely. I mean, she's... Girl, you already know. She's no Jessica Lowndes. She's no Jessica Lowndes, but she makes a pretty good Christmas movie. This movie was stupid. It was really, really, really stupid.
Well, go ahead. I'm gonna chime in on this in a second.
I mean, I get where they were trying to go, but it just didn't gel together. I don't know if that was budgetary constraints. I don't know if that was like a really bad script.
See?
I'm never gonna watch this movie again. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Flat out, I'm never gonna watch this movie again. 1.5.
1.5.
So before Keith dives into his, I went into this. I honestly thought
I fell asleep a few times.
Well, I really did think.
Well, we had a busy weekend.
When I saw Christopher Lloyd like in it, and I mean, you know, God love him, but he's older, and I was like, oh, so he's going to be like the spirit mascot. Like, that's what I thought he was going to be.
No, he's a jellyfish star thing.
Yeah, he's just the spirit. But, like, I seriously thought that this movie was going to have him be that guy that's on the spirit sign. I thought he was going to, like...
If this had leaned more into a camp area, I would have been great with that. This was not. This was just dumb.
Wow. Okay, well.
All right, spirit employee.
Here's the thing. Okay. I'm thinking of it like this, because I knew going into this that this is a movie more for like kids.
Of course.
And family. Isn't a movie to watch during Halloween, right? So obviously it's going to have some elements of comedy, horror, fantasy, whatever. Like, I knew that going in. So maybe that's why I didn't judge it as hard. just because in my head I was like, okay, I'm not thinking this is going to be a great movie. You know what I mean? So I do agree with what y'all say, though, because, like, even, like, old Goosebumps episodes I can watch now and still enjoy them. I don't know if it's nostalgia, because some of them aren't great. I mean, these are, like, kid actors, you know. I don't know. But I didn't think it was as bad as y'all did. I would probably give it, I was going to say, like, a 2.5. And I say a 2.5 because I could see myself watching this with, like, my nephew and him really liking it. And obviously, there's a lot of issues, like, in this movie. Like, the Nerf guns are so stupid. But my nephew would love that. He loves a Nerf gun. So, it's like, they knew what they were trying to do, you know.
Well, yeah, we're not their demographic.
No, obviously. But there's a lot of things that I had took issue with that weren't realistic. But I'm thinking, okay, well, if I was my nephew's age and I sat down, I wouldn't be thinking about all those things, you know? And I probably would enjoy it. So that's why I'm being a little bit more gracious with my scoring, I think. Because I can see him really liking it. So I'm going to say a 2.5. And I will say, yes, budgetary constraints for sure. Like, this was a low-budget film. But it was at least shot well. Like, the scenes looked good. Like, when they're talking and stuff, like, those scenes looked fine and crisp. And they didn't look low budget. Now, when you start adding the CGIs and all that stuff, yes, it looked cheap. But I don't think, like, a 10-year-old would mind. So, that's why I'm going with a 2.5. And I'll tell you right now, the store portrayal is 100% inaccurate. But...
Well, they're going to make it look better for a movie.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, with like the mascot of Spirit, like they could have done more with this story. But I think it was probably, I mean, I didn't do any research on it or anything, but I feel like this script probably could have been written. And then
Spirit came
afterwards.
I agree.
Right? Because I feel like if they would have written it with Spirit in mind, maybe it would have been a different story. But, I mean, Spirit was all about it. Because I remember...
The promo was all over the place.
Well, yeah, and they even had, like, a display in their store. They may have even sold some DVDs or something. But
they even did a review on their website or Instagram.
I mean, it got a theatrical release.
It got a limited theatrical release. It sure did. Because we had mentioned going and seeing it, but we never did. So, anyway...
Because I know Danger Zone has... still has the display. Like, he has a display.
Oh, I think they went to the theater and saw it. Yeah.
I mean, if I was 10, this would have been amazing.
Well, I'm trying to put myself in a 10-year-old's mind frame because obviously this movie was not for us. But...
I'm glad we watched it, though. It's a fun movie to watch for Halloween. And we had a lot to talk about.
Okay, it says Mr. 1.5. You rated it lower than any of us.
What's your point?
It was a fun movie to watch for Halloween, end quote.
Well, I can still have...
I'll never watch it again.
I can still have a fun experience with a shitty movie.
Well, yeah, but did you have a fun experience with it? I mean, you fell asleep.
I mean, we've all seen The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Don't remind me.
Thank you all so much for joining us. If you like what you hear, please like, subscribe, and rate the Horrified Podcast and catch up on all our previous episodes on your favorite streaming service. Links are available on our Instagram page. Once again, we'd like to thank our friend Dr. Gangrene for hosting Horrified Theater this season. Y'all can find him on Instagram, YouTube, and at his website, drgangrene.com. Now it's time to swap spit and hit the road.
Just so you guys remember, we do have one more episode before the end of the year, our second annual Horrified Awards ceremony, where we'll be covering the best and worst of season 2. We're also going to be doing a horror icon this year and probably even going back to season 1 and picking an icon as well. That'll come a little bit later on this year. If you have any suggestions on categories, please send them our way. Until next time, remember... Who gives a crap about your peach fuzz?
Bye.
Ask the right questions, you'll get the right answers.